Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life from our Life team.
Welcome to the Words of Life podcast. I'm Caroline. I'm the Principal of Life Leadership College. And today I'm joined by Jill Rangeley, who's our Dean of Students. How's it going, Jill?
Hi, Caroline. It's great to be joining everyone today.
Actually, fun fact for everybody listening, Jill and I have worked in several different roles at Life, everything from volunteering in conferences to where we are today working at college together. It's so incredible how 10 years just flies by.
I know, crazy. 10 years, how did that happen? I love it that we get to work together because we've also done a lot of life's ups and downs together too. And I think we've found that we need others to outwork our life and our faith alongside other people.
So true.
I've been encouraged by our recent Sunday series where we've been talking about relationships, and I thought it'd be great to chat a little bit more about how we can take our relationships a bit deeper with others. I do think that today, with our reliance on social media, we can have a lot of people in our world, but they only know us on a surface level.
Right.
And they probably only know the good bits about us too, the parts of our lives that we're happy to show everyone. My kids, as you know, they're in their 30s and they've got mates from their school days. And that really encourages me because they've done a lot of life's ups and downs together. The friendships that they've built over this time, they've got a great depth to them.
Right.
And they've been tested and they've remained. I think it's quite amazing in these days where they've continued those relationships. Caroline, I've probably never told you, but I really appreciate the encouragement that you are to me. And I know that I'm a little bit further down the track than you, but I love it that we rub off each other.
Yeah.
But I'm not so far down the track that I don't remember how it is with a busy job and a busy family, and you've got to get the kids to basketball practice and then remember to feed the dog and think, what did I get out for dinner?
So true. Can I tell you, it is very true in our household. Life gets busy. But I agree with you. You know, God never designed us to do this life alone.
Yeah.
We need people in our lives. And I think the one thing the enemy would like to see is to see ourselves isolated. But God's plan is that we have people in our worlds, that we're in relationship with each other. And one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm sure everyone listening today will know this scripture, it's Proverbs 27:17, which says, iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another.
It's great.
It's so important to have those people in our world that, you know, you can celebrate life with, celebrate those wins. But at the same time, you know, you walk through the valleys, you walk through those challenges. And then in all of that, have people in our world that keep us accountable. You know, building friendships and relationships in our life is so important. And this morning, I just want to encourage anyone listening, if this is an area that you struggle with when it comes to building friendships, because I know that there was a time in my life where it was a struggle, and I looked around me and I went, actually, who are those people in my world that are my good friends?
Yeah.
And over the years, I've actually become really intentional about friendships. I think it's really important that you actually reach out to other people and bring those people into your world. And, you know, I think you can pray about it.
Yep. Yeah.
But you've actually got to be intentional. And
absolutely.
Proverbs 18:24 says this, you know, it's a really simple thing, but sometimes it's the simple things,
yes,
that actually we overlook. And so it says this, it says, a man who has friends must himself first be friendly. And I think that's just a resounding thing in all of our lives, that we need to actually reach out to people and bring them into our world, and at every level, from friends right through to having mentors. I think, you know, one area in our life, and I know this is an area at college that you oversee, is actually having mentors in our life. I know our college students have them, but we ourselves need them, you
Absolutely.
Know, having those people who actually keep us accountable. But to have those people in our world,
yeah,
we've got to actually be intentional about asking them to come in.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes it can sound just so basic, but we do tend to closet ourselves away and keep ourselves even busy doing things. And we don't allow people underneath those superficial layers to see the real us.
Yeah.
And loneliness is very real. You know, we always want to celebrate the wins, but we need people in our world,
yes,
to do life with, that we have those moments of celebration.
And you know what? When you have the celebration, you cannot have a party by yourself.
Absolutely. You and I have had some great wins together.
We have.
Do you remember when you and I were both working and on Sisters Conference and it'd be late at night and we could have those moments just to celebrate a great day?
And you know what? It usually involved chocolate.
Yes, it did. Do you find though, Caroline, that it's quite hard to take when someone challenges you in a particular area? It can be a bit hard to hear those home truths, even though we may know it's something that we actually need to hear. How do we rise above ourselves to take on board the suggestions of others? Like scripture says, iron sharpens iron.
You know what? That's a really good question and something for us to really think about today. I think, you know, the first thing you need to evaluate when someone is bringing challenge or bringing accountability into our worlds is asking yourself the question is this coming from someone who loves me, someone who has my very best interests at heart? And if the answer is yes, then I guess if I talk from a personal perspective, I've made this predetermined decision to posture myself in such a way that when I receive feedback from someone, I allow them to speak into my world. I allow them to speak into my life. And
it's
so good. Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah.
I'm really open to hearing and receiving
that. Great. That's awesome.
And I really think it's important to be able to separate the subject or the behavior that's being challenged from you as a person. It's, you know, for me, I'm looking at it, I'm going, this, I have to remind myself, this is not an attack on me as a person, but actually, is this an area in my life that I need to work on? And I start to evaluate that feedback.
And that's good.
I love this scripture, and it I think it's really something that, you know, if we begin to really think about that area in our lives, you realize that friendships are both encouraging, accountable. There's a whole circle of things that we need to be looking at. Anyway, Proverbs 27:6 says this: the wounds of a friend are trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. In other words, what this scripture is saying is a friend is someone who doesn't always tell you what you want to hear. So it means that it's so important to have people who will tell you the truth when you need to hear it.
Yeah, that's so good. You put that so well. I think it's the other side of it. It's really important that we need people that will encourage us along the way as well.
Yes.
And many years ago, I heard a little quote, and it said that people thrive on encouragement. And I've really allowed that to be a mark on my life that I choose to outwork. I know we always slip up on things. We don't do what we intend to do, or things just don't go quite as we planned. But if someone is drawing out the gold in us,
yes,
the negatives will naturally take a back seat.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that verse in Proverbs, Caroline, because that one where you said iron sharpens iron, because I was reading up on how that actually happens when you think of sharpening a knife. Sharpening is actually a process where bits of the blade are ground and actually shaved off to produce a new sharp edge. And I thought that's really cool, because if I allow people to sharpen me,
yes,
they're actually revealing more of me than was there before. They can actually be grinding off some of my prickly bits. Maybe we don't want to admit that we have prickly bits, but I think we kind of do.
Yeah, we do.
So in thinking about encouragement, how does that actually outwork so that we can draw out the gold in others? If I think about generosity, I can reveal that in someone else by calling it out and encouraging it. If I want to see a greater depth of kindness in those around me, I can fan the flame on the flicker of kindness that I see. We actually all need people that will look for the best of in us and draw it out. Caroline, I was wondering if you could perhaps pray for us today.
Absolutely. Father God, I just thank you for everybody listening today. And Lord, we just give all of our relationships to you. And we pray, God, that you'd bring the right people into our lives, but you'd also give us the courage to reach out and bring those people into the different areas, whether it's encouragement, whether it's accountability, or having a mentor, God, that you would just lead us, guide us, and strengthen us in those relationships. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at lifenz.org.